Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Say, want to rate ace high with that hungry family of yours?
It's easy.
Just make sure you serve...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, ma'am, serve more good butternut bread.
And you are sure to win the applause of everybody from Junior to Granddad. Because everybody likes that butternut flavor, that richness, that extra richness, that butternut tenderness and fine texture. And you know, you'll like the way that butternut's freshness lasts. If you open a loaf for breakfast one morning, you can enjoy it at noon and again at night. And if there's any left, which I doubt, you'll enjoy it just as fresh and delicious again the next morning. Butternut is baked right to be fresh and wrapped right to stay fresh. When you buy bread, make sure of the brand you buy. Look for the only loaf in the bright blue and white checked gingham wrapper, the wrapper with a picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread. You'll like it.
Now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Ghost Town Gazette. In the Old West of the 1870s, one of the most fantastic ways to make money dishonestly was conceived by a former printer named Harper Hendricks. The site of his operations was a long-abandoned mining town in Nevada, not far from the present location of Boulder City, and about a mile from the Colorado River. Only about half a dozen ramshackle buildings remained in the town, and in one of them, an old barn, Hendricks is working at a hand press while his henchman, Dobie Casper, watches.
This issue of the Gazette's going to make him sit up and take notice, Dobie. Wait and see if it don't.
Figure it's going to make them Easterners buy more land out here, huh?
Sold 60 acres of that hombre Will Andrews, didn't we? Sight unseen for $600.
Yeah, you sure did, boss.
If one man will bite, others will. Dress up a place and print the way I'm doing, and lots of people want to come here.
I swear you're a humdinger, Harp.
I reckon I've struck off enough papers for this issue.
Hey, let me see one of them copies.
Look at that headline, Dobie. Desert Paradise Grows.
Big new theater for Riverview. By Judas, boss, way this paper reads, I'm most tempted to buy land here myself.
That's the way I mean for it to read. Get busy folding those copies while I look over this sucker list again.
My gracious, I'll be glad to get to Riverview, daughter. Mighty hot on this stagecoach. Dusty, too.
Well, we should be there soon, Dad. At Las Vegas, the driver said it was about a 3.5-hour run.
I'm awful anxious to see that new property of ours, Mary.
Well, I hope it's not as undeveloped as... Well, I won't go into that again.
Didn't want me to buy that 60 acres, did you?
Not without seeing it first, no.
Deed read, all right. Read like a bargain. Land with solid dwelling house, all improvements. Nice cool creek on the property. Shade trees, timber, considerable livestock.
Yes, I know, Dad. I read it. Anyway, the doctor said this part of the country would be just right for your health, so I guess it'll be all right.
I hope we'll be able to find that real estate man. What's his name, Hendricks?
Yes, we'll find him.
If only you hadn't waved the newspaper at those two horseback riders we saw a while ago. Lost the paper out of the window.
Oh, stop worrying, darling. Town isn't so big, but we can find him.
What's this place we're coming to?
I can't see anything much but two or three tumble-down shacks. What's this place, driver?
Riverview.
What?
What'd you say, Murray?
Riverview?
Yep. I'll unload your luggage.
But blasted all, this can't be Riverview.
Let's get out, Dad. I'm afraid to look.
Where's all the stores? The houses? Where's the town?
There's your luggage. Now I'll be getting on.
But...
Something's wrong, daughter. Awful wrong.
Yeah.
Driver, wait! We're going with you, wait!
He don't hear you.
Oh, Dad, I was afraid of this.
Well, now, hold on. Here's some men coming over from that old barn. Hey, can you gents tell me where I can find a man named Hendricks?
Never heard of him, did you, boy? What do you want him for?
Well, he sold me some land here. If this is Riverview, the sale was a swindle. I want my money back.
Oh, sure. He'll give you your money back if you can find him.
Why, you men do know where he is.
Supposing we do, what then?
I'll show you what then, you blasted pack of thieves.
Oh, Dad.
Kind of scared of the whole lot of you.
Take care of him, Dobie.
Yeah, I reckon I will, with the butt of this gun.
Oh, you beast.
Drag your paw into one of those shacks, ma'am, and pin him there. I'll talk to him again later. And when I finish, I reckon he'll be satisfied with what he bought, huh, boys?
You think the newspaper tell the big lie, Cisco?
I know of no such place in this part of the country, Pancho.
What it says is go reach more to Pancho.
Well, for example, here is an advertisement for the Riverview Hotel.
Uh-huh.
Now listen.
Listen.
Magnificent luxury in the desert.
See?
In a setting of green lawns and giant palm trees.
Giant palm trees.
The Riverview Hotel awaits your patronage.
What do you know about that?
Yeah.
Maybe the pretty senorita on the stagecoach invented the town.
It is possible, but I doubt it.
She throwed you the newspaper.
I do not think she meant for us to have the paper. Looked to me as if the paper was blown out of her hand.
Accidentally on purpose, no? So Cisco find it and give her the paper back, huh?
I see. But first and foremost, I want to find out about this town of Riverview.
Well, they're the town ahead of us, Cisco.
Oh, that is a ghost town, Chico. Well, Santos, there is the senorita.
She's carrying a pail of water.
Well, she must have walked all the way down to the river after that water. And the river must be at least a mile away.
Look, Cisco, the senorita, she crying. Oh, the poor senorita.
Oh, yeah. Ho, ho.
Hold on, she crying.
Senorita. Un momento, if you please.
What do you want?
Here, I will carry that pail of water for you. You look very tired.
You're the two men my father and I saw from the stagecoach.
Si, senorita.
You see, she's good. Senorita Pancho, not even think you see Pancho.
I have your newspaper right here, senorita.
I don't want to see it again. I wish we'd never seen it.
Now you cry, senorita. Pancho, you want to cry, too.
Oh, stop it, Pancho. Now stop it.
Pancho, stop it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break down like this. My father's in this shack.
Oh, look. Oh, slow down.
Gone a long time, eh?
I put the pail down on this bench, senorita.
Just go to the senor. He got a bad cut on the head.
Some thugs hit me with gun butts a little while ago.
Here, I will have a look at that cut.
It feels a little better now. Who are you two men?
Friends of yours, senor. That cut is pretty clean. I'll wash it out, however.
You tell them how we've been swindled, daughter?
Well, no, it's all right, too, though, I guess. They've been nice to me.
Yeah, well, I figure the skunks that hit me with the gun butt are the ones that tricked me. Story goes like this. About 8 months ago, a copy of a newspaper called the Riverview Gazette come to me through the mail. And after I read...
Oh, hold that! Oh! Harper! Harper Hendricks!
I'm here in the barn. What's all the excitement?
You know them two fellas I told you was in town, boss?
Yeah?
Well, a while ago, the two of them rode off towards the northwest. The girl went with them, riding double with that big hombre.
Toward the northwest, huh? That's where Andrew's 60 acres is staked out, Dobie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Now the three of them's coming back. And if they turn out to be friends of that old geezer and he told them about how he'd been cheated.
Yeah, I see your point, Dobie. Well taken. They might look us up.
Yeah.
Give me a lift with this press. We'll get it out of sight in the tackle.
Yeah.
All right. Lift.
I got it.
Don't walk in the middle of the floor with it.
Yeah.
Boards are rotten there. That's it.
Is this far enough?
Yep. Put it down.
Oh, my foot.
Now cover it up with those old bran sacks. And I'll get the copies of the paper out of sight. Now go get the boys and bring them here. If those two hombres show up, they'll get a hot reception.
And you're sure that sand lot was what Dad bought, Cisco?
Si, senorita, I'm sorry to say. According to the deed, that is your father's property now.
Oh, dear. But there's not even a tree on it, let alone a house.
True, there is not.
Maybe Cisco and Pancho find a lumber somewhere and build you the house.
They would not want to live here, Pancho.
No?
They want their money back.
Yes, we do, but I'm afraid there's not a chance.
Here's the shack. Oh, diablo.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh.
Well, I'll help you down, senorita. Come on. And leave our horses here, Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
We'll walk to that barn and the other shacks. We'll be back soon, senorita.
Cisco just wanted to find the bandidos.
All right, Cisco. I wish you luck.
Bad enough for swindlers to prey on the rich. Alone people have very little money.
You look mad, Cisco, like the senorita.
Sure I am angry. And just hope we can find those zombies.
They gone with the poor old senor, too. And Pancho not like that.
I just saw someone look out that barn window. Come, we'll walk right in.
Barn door wide open. Well, tough looking hombre, Cisco.
Any one of you hombres named Hendrix? I see. I suppose none of you know anything about a newspaper called the Riverview Gazette.
Look, Cisco, hombres make the wink at each other.
I saw it, Pancho. You and I will have a look around this barn.
Oh, no, you don't, stranger. You can clear out of here. Start now.
You heard what I said? Come, Pancho.
Get him, boys!
I'm in just a light mood for this fight. With you, pack rats!
Hey, floor breaking, Pancho, afraid of that.
Listen to me, my uncle.
Now get him, rush him.
I'll get this one.
Oh, and I'll get the fat one.
The fat one? No, no, you and I get the fat one.
So they wanted trouble, did they? They'll get more than they bargained for in the current of the river.
And so Harper Hendrix, fearing the two strangers, is ready to commit murder. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
When it's noontime in the kitchen and the footsteps on the porch mean the kids are home for lunch, just break into the bread box and sing out with this tune.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread. Ah, that means good butternut bread. Especially good for that noontime lunch when the appetites are hearty, the time is short, and the need for quick food energy is mighty big. Those fresh, tender slices of butternut make top-flight sandwiches. Butternut's easy to spread and even easier to eat with any sandwich filler. And most important, butternut bread is good for you. Good for those hungry youngsters who need a nourishing lunch. You see, butternut is made from the finest, naturally nutritious ingredients, and it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. So, next time your family sits down to lunch, just remember this song.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Good butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Ghost Town Gazette. When Cisco read the little newspaper which the girl in the stagecoach had lost out the window, he suspected from the extravagant land improvement claims that something was wrong. Later, Meeting Mary Andrews and her father in the ghost town of Riverview, Cisco and Pancho learned that they had been badly swindled in a land purchase. Our friends confronted the hoodlums in an old barn. A fight followed, and when Cisco broke through the rotted floor, he was knocked unconscious, as was Pancho. Now,
I reckon that'll hold them two for a while. It's crazy to walk in here anyway with the odds against them like this.
You're right, yeah.
A couple of you hombres tie their hands. When they come to, I'll let them ride their horses down to the river's edge.
You want
to
throw them in, eh, Harp?
That's right. I reckon that'll teach them to come snooping around.
I'd like to know who they are. That big hombre can fight like six handfuls of wildcats.
Yeah. Something familiar about him.
Huh?
I'll take a closer look at him. By thunder, I know who he is.
Yeah?
He's the Cisco Kid.
What?
Cisco, eh? Yeah, I've heard of him. They say he's regular chain lightning with them guns of his.
Yeah, you get no chance to use them here.
Yeah.
Take the fat one's guns, Dobie.
Yeah. Yeah, I got him. So he's Cisco. Hey, you suppose that Andrews hombre got him to come here?
I don't know. Could be he did.
Maybe we better go talk to Andrews and that gal of his again, Harp.
We will after we get rid of these two. Make sure their hands are tied tight, boys. Looks as if they're coming too.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Your head feel as big as Pancho's head?
I do not know, amigo. But my head feels as big as a balloon.
And Pancho's head is as big as two balloons. So Pancho not can think where these bandidos take us, Cisco.
All I know is we are riding down toward the river.
Did you get your hands free, Cisco?
No, Chico, they're tied too tight.
Me too. Look who did the river, Cisco.
See, I see.
Do you think maybe they throw us in the river?
I have no idea what they plan to do with us, Pancho.
We'll stop here.
Oh, diablo.
Oh, look who now, look who.
Get them two down off their horses, Dobie.
I sure will, Harp. All right, down you come, Cisco. The ground's kind of hard, ain't it?
I remember that fall, Bandito.
Yeah, all right, down you come, fat one.
Fat one, easy with the fat one. No.
He's so fat he bounced.
We'll remember that one, too.
All right, you get up on your feet. Come on, now, you two.
Easy.
Want us to gun him down now and heave him into the river, Harp?
Might as well.
Pancho and I can swim.
Now, ain't that too bad?
What else do you expect, Pancho? Coyotes like these have no more sporting blood than so many rattlers.
What do you mean, sporting blood?
Anybody can shoot down prisoners who are tied. But it takes a real gambler to... Oh, why do I waste words on such as you?
Go on, finish that.
Take these ropes off our hands and let us get out waist deep into that river before you start shooting. But you would not dare trust your own marksmanship that much.
Wait a minute, Cisco. This partner of yours just said he couldn't swim.
And that is true. Pancho not can swim. Pancho hate the water. Oh, but to drink the water.
Hey, sounds like he's telling the truth, Harp.
So he is.
Well, that being the case, they wouldn't have a chance of getting away. Either the fat one drowns or we shoot him. And as for Cisco here, we ain't all going to miss him when he comes up for air.
All right. Cut the ropes off.
All right, go on.
Draw your guns, boys.
I'm ready, Harp.
Now, Cisco, you and your partner walk slow out into that river.
You agreed to hold your fire until we are waist deep?
That's right. And I said walk slow.
Very well. Come on, Pancho.
Cisco, Pancho, swim, I can swim. Save yourself, Cisco.
Quieto. Now listen, Pancho. This river current is very swift.
See, but Pancho...
When I give the word, dive headfirst out into the current.
But then...
I will have hold of your shirt at the shoulders with both hands.
Huh?
And when we come up for air, take a quick breath. And wonder again.
Jesus, go.
The current will carry us well down river.
You're bending the river down there, too.
See. And then the river goes between high cliffs.
Uh-huh.
If we can get that far, we will be safe.
We're almost deep to the waist, Cisco.
Si, Chico. I'll keep your wits about you.
Mm-hmm.
Adios, bandidos!
Watch them, boys! Let them have it!
Dive, Pancho!
Think we got them, boys?
I don't know. Watch them along the shore.
Yeah, we're going to get them out here. Hey, reckon we did, ain't come to the surface.
That Colonel pound him to death against the cliff wall. Now let's go do that other job.
Yeah.
Chico, Chico. Bandit, not
going
to
get
down under the water again.
We are out of the bandito's sight around the bend.
We're between the cliffs.
See, there's a big shelf of rock. Try to get onto that. Okay. There we are. Now crawl up onto that shelf of rock, Pancho. I'll follow you.
It's good to be out of the water, Chico.
See.
But how we get out of here?
I think I can climb to the top of this cliff. It's not very high. Then I will call Diablo, get my riata, pull you to the top.
Then we go after the bandido, Chico?
Si, Pancho. Uh-huh. And unless I miss my guess, this time they will not like the results.
Feeling better now, Dad?
A little bit. I wish you'd take a look down toward the river. Might see those friends of ours.
Oh, Dad, you've had me going to the door every 2 minutes since I told you.
Well, I'm anxious about them. You say those scoundrels are taking them prisoner and was making them ride down that way? I don't like it a bit.
Well, I don't either, but I don't know what either of us can do about it. I suppose I could walk down there.
No. You stay here, daughter. Just take one more look out of the door.
All right.
You see anything of them?
No, don't see them, but those other men are riding back up this way.
They coming here?
I don't know, Dad, but I'm afraid they are.
Blast it all, why ain't I got a gun? There's no way we can barricade that door either.
Well, I can close it at least. Here, I'll put this bench against it. Not much, but it may help. Here.
Rest of you boys go put your horses up. Me and Toby will be along in a few minutes.
All right, boss.
Hey, Mary, hand me that old stove poker. If those scoundrels come in here, I'll show them something.
Oh, no, Dad, they have guns. You wouldn't have a chance. They may not mean harm this time.
Open up! Open up this door!
You polecat, stay out of here!
Put your shoulder to it, Toby.
Yeah, sure will, boss.
Haven't you men done enough harm? What do you want with Dad now?
And what'd you do with that Cisco fella?
Never mind what we did with him. The thing is, what we're going to do with you.
Oh, now, please.
We won't hurt him, ma'am. Not too much, as long as he does what I tell him.
Yeah, he'll do it all right, Harp.
Now, being the editor and publisher of the Riverview Gazette, I always like to get good testimonials for my paper. Especially, I like for people to praise Riverview and the surrounding land.
Yeah, it makes good reading for other people, don't it, Harp?
Mighty good. Fact an article over your signature, Andrews. Telling how pleased you are with the land you bought out here might convince somebody else to buy land. I'll write the article, you sign your name.
Why, you confounded lying, cheating weasels.
Careful.
I'll sign nothing.
Well, I don't reckon I'll take that long to get him to sign.
Please, don't hurt him, Dad. You've got to do this.
Oh, no, get out of my way, ma'am.
I've got no choice.
Why, Judas, I have got a choice, Mary. And I'm not going to sign nothing for this.
Who's that?
Wait a minute. Toby. By thunder, it's the Cisco kid.
Hey, you all right, hombre?
The guy got the gun, Cisco.
Yeah, but he's going to have no chance to use it. I'll take that gun, bandito.
Give me that gun.
Hand me that poker, quick.
No. All right, I will, Dad.
All right, grab it, Cisco. I got you covered.
Not while I can throw this here poker.
Well, Daniel, good throw.
Good enough to give me a chance to hit this bandito once, twice, three times.
One gun.
That's the stuff, Cisco. Give it to him.
Now for you, bandito.
No, I quit, Cisco. I ain't fighting with you.
Then by Jupiter, you're fighting with me.
Oh, Dad, no.
Only there ain't going to be much of a fight. To it.
Two gun. This viejo got his spunk, Cisco.
Well done, senor. That bandito deserved that. Tie these two banditos, Pancho. Then we'll go after the rest of them. I have an idea. The Ghost City Gazette has appeared for the last time.
just think, you got every cent of Dad's money back for him, Cisco.
We were lucky to find that money in the Bandito's blanket roll, senorita.
I don't know how we can thank you.
Please do not try. Tell me, are you and your father going to stay out here in the West?
Well, if you come to see us once in a while, Cisco.
We will try, senorita.
Only just try?
Oh, Pancho and I never know where we will be at any one time.
Would this help to influence you?
Would just what do you mean by this?
I mean this. Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Now those bandidos in the jail, what do we do next?
Well, we are going to help the senor find a small rancho.
And he a nice viejo, Cisco. Pancho like him.
Oh, he is very nice and very sociable.
He likes to sit in a rocking chair and listen to a lot of talk.
Si, si. You know, he is very fond of anecdotes.
Oh, very fond of... He fond of what?
Of anecdotes.
What anecdotes, Cisco?
Pancho, you must add to your vocabulary.
Vocabulary?
Si. However, I will tell you. An anecdote is a short tale.
Short tale?
Si. Now, Pancho, so you will remember, give me an example of an anecdote.
Anecdote. Oh, Pancho gives you one.
Very well, then. Give me an example of an anecdote.
The dog look at Pancho?
Si.
And wag his anecdote.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Because a good breakfast means a good morning, build a better breakfast every day. A good breakfast always includes plenty of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, eat a better breakfast. Eat plenty of crisp, crunchy slices of good butternut toast. Enjoy it with fresh butter, homemade strawberry preserves, or as French toast. You can do anything with butternut. Serve it any way you like, and you'll always like it. That's because butternut is always the same. Every loaf, every slice is always the same fine texture, the same creamy whiteness, the same delicious flavor. Anytime you open a blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper, you can rest assured that you're about to serve the finest bread that's baked. Then when you buy bread by name. Insist on butternut bread, good butternut bread. In the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Try a loaf tomorrow.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.